Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good morning to Doug McElway. How are you, Doug?
Hi, Mary. Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, good morning,
Doug. We're doing just fine. So you have really been covering the Rockville High School story in depth. Every time I turn on the Fox News channel, there you are covering this. Do we have any new changes? We know that both of these defendants now have actual lawyers. When I say actual lawyers, they're not using defense attorney lawyers. Other lawyers have been either hired or volunteered to step up for them. So where are we in the case right now?
Yeah. I think you're referring to they no longer have public defenders.
That's right. Yes, public defenders.
And in fact, have hired private criminal defense attorneys, both of whom are very well respected.
Yes.
Very high priced, I would imagine, although, you know, these guys will float their fees depending on the case and the client that they represent. But, yeah, there have been some real inroads within the past 24 hours or so in the case of the 17-year-old defendant, Jose Montano. His defense attorney yesterday released some new information, and I'll read directly from it. It's from a motion that he filed late Monday with the judge asking for a new bond hearing, which has now been granted. It will happen on Thursday at 1:00. He writes in his filing, and I'm quoting now, Montano acknowledged that she had already engaged in sexual activity with the defendant Montano previously and asked if he had liked what she had done. Secondly, the complainant agreed in the text conversation the night before the incident, this is the night before the rape at Rockville High School, to have sex with defendant Montano at Rockville High School the next day during PE class. Now, that was in the filing. It does not say, and this is very, very important, it does not say that this 14-year-old girl was not raped, as she alleges to have been. But it certainly casts doubt on the prosecution's case.
Well, it raises questions, Doug. It certainly does. But, I mean, as I understand the law, even if all of that happened, and even if all of that is true, and remember, these are the filings of a defense attorney and a very good one,
right.
If she decided at the last minute that she did not want to do that, she has the right to say no.
Absolutely, and that's my point. It does not mean that a rape was not committed there. If she said no,
right.
She said no, and the rape would still have happened, as she alleges. However, this document and the text messages do cast doubt.
Well, they can't. I think what the defense attorneys are doing is what a good defense attorney does, which is try
Absolutely.
To make the best case that they can for their particular client. I just don't know if in the court of public opinion, and that is not where we try cases, if that is necessarily the best tack to make publicly, the best track to take.
Well, you know, there are several potential motivations here for the defense to do something like this. First of all, it is to remind the public, the court of public opinion, that we have a jury system.
Yes.
And, you know, trials for a reason. There are a lot of people out there in Montgomery County and across the world who right now would like to hang these guys
mm-hmm.
without a trial and throw them to the fishes. That's not what happens in this country. They have repeatedly reminded me and others that there is a presumption of innocence here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Always have to keep that in mind. The bottom line here is this is boiling down to the classic case of he said, she said.
Yeah. Right.
There are three people who know what happened here. The 14-year-old alleged victim, and the two suspects who are now incarcerated.
Now, part of the story.
This is going to be a very, very difficult case to try should it go to trial. Getting back to the motivation of the defense attorneys here, by releasing this information publicly, and you'll notice that the prosecution doesn't release any information. In fact, previously in Montgomery County, a previous state's attorney, Doug Gansler, got into a lot of trouble for going to the media in advance of a trial and was reprimanded, I believe, by judicial authorities in the state of Maryland for doing so. So they're very reticent, the prosecution is at this point, to release any information publicly. The defense has a different motivation. Perhaps this could be an effort on behalf of one defendant to turn state's witness
right.
and incriminate the second suspect. Perhaps it's an attempt to, strike a plea deal. We don't know at this point.
Well, a lot has been said about the immigration status of the two suspects. Where are we on that?
Well, both are here in this country illegally. DHS has found through various records that they were apprehended at the border some months ago. And were released for a future court appearance, which apparently never happened. We also know that last Friday, DHS arrested the father of the 18-year-old, Henry Sanchez Millan, after having investigated his records and found that he was also living in this country illegally. But, this is another interesting point because I went to the Rockville City Council meeting on what was it, Monday night,
right,
rather.
Right.
And they are considering their own ordinance within the city of Rockville to make that city officially a sanctuary jurisdiction. And of all the citizens who spoke out publicly in the comment session there, it was only a 15-minute comment session, but it ran into an hour.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a single person who spoke who was opposed to sanctuary status in Rockville. And it speaks to the broad sentiment which exists in Montgomery County, which, as we all know, is a very progressive county. It's the government there is dominated by Democrats. I don't believe there's a single Republican in elective office in Montgomery County. But there is a failure there, critics would say, for them to draw any distinction between someone who is in this country unlawfully and someone who is immigrated lawfully. There's no distinction. They say the immigrant community, they don't differentiate between the illegal immigrant community. And the legal immigrant.
And that's a big problem. Are you seeing any other media outlets at these meetings or covering the story, or are they just not even bothering to show up? It doesn't seem to be a lot of coverage except from really you.
That's right. And it's really fascinating. It speaks volumes about the state of media in the United States today. There are a couple of local news crews there.
Right.
But it's a touchy subject. And it goes against the narrative of many mainstream media outlets. First of all, in this case, you have to draw the distinction, as I said, between illegal immigration and legal immigration, because it falls in the context of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' promise to crack down on sanctuary jurisdictions by depriving them of federal grant money. So you have to draw that distinction. And secondly, it goes against another narrative of mainstream media, which is that we all live in a rape culture. And by the mere acknowledgement of the presumption of innocence. I mean, this is not a college rape tribunal and all the problems we've seen in that. This is going to be a trial, if it goes to trial, where you are allowed to, question your accuser. And if it goes to that, it's going to be a very, very unpleasant subject for all parties involved.
Yeah.
Having covered a lot of these kinds of stories in the past, I can say definitively there is never a winner in a case like this.
Well, everybody, I think you're right about that, yeah. Doug, it's really a great pleasure to have you on the show. Doug,
thank you.
Mikel Way from Fox News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.